Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
How dare you!
I'm scared!
Everyone, this chair is supporting you guys!
How dare you!
The sounds of protesters at the New School this week. And it's not just Friday on The Brian Lehrer Show, it's follow-up Friday. Yesterday we spoke in depth with Rachel Donadio of the New York Times about the protests and the riots in Greece that were sparked by the shooting of a teenager by a police officer. And it came up briefly that New York had its own student uprising going on, a group of students, as you heard there, who occupied the cafeteria at the New School in Lower Manhattan. And according to a post on our website, the students found inspiration from those in Greece. As of 3 a.m. this morning, according to what we've been seeing, the students have declared victory and gone home. So joining us now to talk about what they achieved and what made them take action in the first place is their media liaison, a graduate student at the New School, Chris Cruz. Chris, welcome to WNYC. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
So it's all over as of 3 a.m. and we're keeping you from catching up on sleep?
You are, but actually I'm not at all worried about it.
According to your website, most of your demands were met. What did you achieve?
Well, I think we had some pretty significant achievements. Getting students call for more accountability and more involvement in the decision-making process of the New School University. And I think that really is reflected, besides the specific demands that we had met, in the fact that we were able to force the president and the vice president to negotiate with students on essentially even ground, which is something that virtually has never happened before. And the fact that we were able to get some of our demands met with student investment, more student government involvement, and more student space, I think really speaks to the power we were able to exert the last few days as collective students.
The highest profile demand has been the resignation of New School President Bob Carey and New School Board Member John Murtha. There was also a faculty vote of no confidence in Carey, but he's still there.
True, and it's definitely something that we debated a lot at 2, 3 this morning before we finally decided to leave. And I think the general thought from people at that point was, you know, we can't physically force the president out, and if he doesn't resign of his own accord, only the board can call for a no vote of confidence in him. So what we have done is increase our leverage, achieve some demands, and made the possibility of him leaving one step closer to reality.
What's your issue primarily with Bob Carey? Does it all go back to his initial support of the Iraq War?
Well, I think there's a couple different issues. You have to look back at his involvement during Vietnam with special operation forces there and his role, as people talked about at the protests and in some of the materials, as a war criminal. It involves his sort of forwarding of the Iraq War, but also very concretely as the president and as the administrator, his unilateral decision-making, his desire to essentially railroad substantive student voice, faculty voice, and as we saw recently, even the voice of provosts and deans to his own agenda. And that's something that with us and how we've been looking and analyzing the situation are just all part of the problem that we see manifesting in him as the president.
And what's your issue with Congressman John Murtha as a board member of the New School? He's most known in America for speaking out against the abuses of the Iraq War.
Well, James Murtha is the executive vice president within the university, and Robert Millard is the treasurer of the board, so I'm not sure. I just want to make sure that we're speaking about the same
thing. Oh, this is not Congressman John Murtha. This is another Murtha.
Correct. This is James Murtha. He's the executive vice president of the university, affectionately known by some as the Dick Cheney of the New School.
Okay. Sorry about that. Before you go, you're the media liaison for the group. Can you talk about how you used the web, how you use social networking or other new media for this demonstration. This has certainly been part of what's been going on in Greece.
Definitely. I mean, we were getting, people sending in posts to the blog, emails, text. I think there was a little bit of tweetering going on through people's Blackberries. We were getting letters of solidarity from people in Mexico and Puerto Rico and Greece and Spain, all over New York and the United States, saying, we're watching you, we're hearing what's going on, we're supportive, and we're glad you're, you know, raising your voice and bringing these issues of academic accountability, more involvement, and more sort of democratic spirit to what you're doing, and it's awesome.
So this sign at your protest that we referenced on the show yesterday that said, we stand in solidarity with the students of Greece. I mean, they have particular issues with the Greek government. They had a young person shot by police there. What's the relationship between your issues at the New School and what's going on in Greece?
Well, I think the most clear issue we see is the students in Greece. And obviously, there's a diverse amount of demands they're making, just as we have very diverse demands. But the core link is students calling for meaningful involvement in shaping our lives, both politically and academically. And whether that's in Thessaloniki in Greece, whether that's in Athens, or whether that's in Greenwich Village in Manhattan, we're all still struggling to improve our future and our lives, both politically and academically.
Chris Cruz, graduate student at the New School and media liaison for the protest group, The New School in Exile. Thank you very much for coming on with us.
Thanks for having us on.